I would like to share with you four findings and one observation that came from this study. The first finding was, as you would expect, that the participants in the meditation group reported that their anxiety level went down. Their negative emotions went down and their positive emotions went up compared to the participants in the control group. We expected that to happen, and other studies have shown that, so it was not a surprise. But we were particularly interested in whether the brain activity changed in the way that we had predicted. When all the participants were first tested from July to September, before we assigned them to their respective groups, there was no statistical difference in EEG measures of activation in the left frontal part of the brain associated with positive emotion. But at the third assessment, 4 months after the meditation training ended, the meditation group showed a significant increase in left-sided activation from before they began, unquote. The stronger the leftward tilt in prefrontal activity, the more positive emotions in their daily life people reported after the meditation training. But, Davidson added, the control group actually went in the other direction. They were getting worse. One interpretation is that we promised the control group that they were going to get the meditation and then had them go through very elaborate testing, and they were getting very angry at us, with reason. But we did give them the meditation at the end. Here is the finding that we are actually the most excited about because it's so unusual. It has never been demonstrated before. We found that the meditation group showed a stronger immune response to the influenza vaccine compared to the control group. Enhanced immunity. The Dalai Lama was particularly interested in Ritchie's report of the immune measures. He felt that they corroborated his own view that emotions such as anger or stress are harmful to human life. On the other hand, peace of mind and a compassionate attitude offer a countervailing positive force. And these were scientific findings. Without speaking of religion, God, or nirvana, there was a sound basis to say that the one set of emotions are harmful, the other beneficial. It was, as he had said before in these meetings, more ammunition for his secular ethics. Then Ritchie turned to a piece of the data that was puzzling to him. He said, "At the end of each day, as I mentioned, we gave people a little questionnaire to tell us how much they practiced. We believe people were giving us honest reports because some said they never practiced outside the class. We examined the extent to which both the immune changes and the changes in brain activity were correlated with the amount that people reported they actually practiced. We found that there was no correlation. Zero." The Dalai Lama made a light comment. "So maybe they were better off. They didn't do a lot of hard work." Ritchie went on, "Your Holiness, one possibility we considered is that people who were in the meditation group were practicing spontaneously during the day, just in their everyday life. When a stress was about to occur, they would begin to come back to their breath or begin to notice the sensations arising in their body, as they were taught in the meditation class." Ritchie concluded, "We hope in the future to continue this kind of collaboration where we take some of the important insights from Buddhism and begin to examine the longer-term effects as they transform the brain and the body to make us happier and maybe even healthier." "Wonderful," the Dalai Lama exclaimed.